Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, folks. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you, well, not exactly from our normal home, our studio inside Renaissance Bank, but our virtual studio here in Alpharetta. And we're looking forward to getting back to Renaissance Bank here very soon. In the meantime, the branches are open by appointment only, and you can call your local branch manager, local business development officer, your friendly banker there, and they'll be glad to help you. If you're looking for a friendlier home for your small business, one where you can actually get someone to answer the phone, check out the folks at Renaissance Bank. They've done a great job for businesses I know about, and so I can attest to some of the work that they've done personally. So go to renaissancebank.com, check out their locations. You need a couple of recommendations on folks to call, let me know. Send me an email, and I'll direct you to the right place. RenaissanceBank.com is the place to go. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome an old friend, John Daly. And John is with John Daly TV and Undercover Jet Setters. John, welcome. Great to have you on.
John, it's great to be on the show with you here, and thank you so much.
Absolutely. So give folks an overview of you and what you're up to these days. How are you helping folks out there in the market?
Well, we're doing a number of different things. You know, with the whole pandemic happening, we've kind of had to shift gears a little bit. So with my John Daly TV, primarily I take my storytelling skills, my video production, and my audio production skills, and we try to help people tell their stories. And so we're doing a lot of different things for a number of different clients and prospective clients as well. And then also we have the Undercover Jet Setter Show, which is it's travel, food, wine, and golf. And my business partner, Susan Anzalone, and I, we created that about 3 or 4 years ago. And again, it's travel, food, wine, and golf, a little mixology in there as well. And but it's all shot and produced off the iPhone. So as a result of that, we can help other businesses who are trying to create some video that isn't really expensive, that can be turned around really quickly. So we're doing a number of different things like that. And just, you know, with everything going on with the pandemic and, you know, things are skewed in different ways. So you've got to create different ways of doing things to get the message out. And, you know, and as you know, if you're not going digital, I mean, you're really hurting your business. So we're just kind of adapting to what's going on.
Now, John, you've got, when you say you're a storyteller, you are not a rookie when it comes to telling stories. You've been doing that for a while. Why don't you give people a little sense of your background there?
Well, I started out as a newspaper reporter, and then eventually went into television news, where I was a reporter, investigative reporter, eventually became a news anchor and a managing editor. And then from there, I ended up being with a show called Real TV, which is one of the first reality shows. It was the first all video news magazine show. And what we did is, if people remember the show, this is back in the late 90s, early 2000s, was that camcorders were getting really hot. And so we literally created a show where 50% of the videos came from the audience. And it was a hit. So, I mean, we were averaging about 3 million viewers a night in syndication Monday through Friday. So I was kind of considered a pioneer with all the other people I worked with on the show. And then the Undercover Jet Setter came along, and we literally pioneered how to create a TV show off the iPhone. So the other part of my background is I went to Providence College. I was a literature major. And tying into that, once I was in the Hollywood area, I actually did a little bit of screenwriting. So I took my literature background and learning about story structure. And what a lot of people don't realize is that story structure is probably the key to whether you're seeing a movie or a television show. Mm. And I can, and John, you don't want to go to the movies with me, because if you go to the movies with me, I will literally analyze that movie based on story structure. And you'll be like, okay, can I just enjoy it? And
it's right.
Like, you know, if a story, if a movie or a, either a film or a, even a book, if they fail, they fail because they don't have good story structures. You don't have the protagonist versus the antagonist. The protagonist has got to fight the antagonist. He's got to be the hero, and he's got to fight for something, and he has to go through it, and he needs a guide to help him along. And then he creates either a victory or a lesson. And that's how you get that. And you need protagonist versus antagonist. And so it's the same thing in marketing. So what I try to do, and in fact, I listened to one of your interviews with Bonnie Malden about a week or so ago, and she talked about, it was a great interview, and she talked about this. Mm-hmm. And she says, it's all about your client's story. It's not about how great you are. It's about your client's story. So what we try to do is we try to create so that the client is the hero in the story. And we are going along on their journey and helping them, which in turn, what the client's going to do is the client's going to help their client be the hero of the story. So we kind of work on it that way. So instead of me saying, wow, look at how great I am. I've done all this stuff. I'm on TV news and I've done this and all. It's not that. It's about your client. And once you start understanding that, that's when you start getting people to understand and you're really helping your clients.
Yeah, that's so important. And that it's counterintuitive for a lot of folks to think that marketing is really about the other person. It's not about what their features and benefits are, because people tune out on that. But we're wired for stories. And I think that make your talents make you wired for helping businesses.
Well, that's what we're hoping. And we're beginning to get through. And I think it's easy to do. I shouldn't say it's easy to do, but in this new pandemic world that we're dealing with, is that, you know, you've got to reach out and you've got to literally tell your customers, it's not just why you need to be with me, but it's like, I understand you. I get you. I get what you're going through. And especially on the business to business side. So it's, you know, it's me telling that company that I'd like to work with, I'm going to make you a hero, but it's also, I'm going to make you a hero because you're going to make your customers the hero.
Now, John, you have been through a lot of different technology changes in media, and you've done a great job at experimenting and trying different things. And, you know, when you run experiments, some work great, some work not so great, but you learn the whole way, and you're a source of a lot of great information, a lot of knowledge in that regard. Talk about what that looks like. I mean, you mentioned, you know, video from your iPhone, but what you have gone through is more than just that.
Well, a lot of the things that I try to do is, you know, when we're talking to businesses, we try to say, okay, what is it you really need? So for instance, there are a lot of companies that really need kind of like big cinematic type videos. So we actually partner with a number of, we have a number of sources throughout the country, even the world, on, you know, if I needed to go to, you know, Chicago and somebody wanted me to come in and do a video for them, we can actually do that. I can get people in Chicago, keep the money down, but at least, you know, we know people around the country, and that's because of, you know, being on national television, being in news and in different markets.
Sure.
So we know that. But what we're really beginning to see is that a lot of companies on a lower level really need a lot of quick video. That's why the iPhone video is kind of cool, because you can turn things around. And if you're going to be nimble, especially on social media, I'll give you a great example. We do some work here with the Brunswick County Chamber of Commerce here on the coast in North Carolina. And they had this kids expo, and they had it scheduled for an outside event. And it was all these young kid entrepreneurs that were going to be showing off their stuff. and they had it outside, but we had a 3-day rain scheduled, and I mean a downpour. So they actually got a Office Depot to take the venue and put it inside in the Office Depot store. But they needed to turn that around in a day or two. So they literally brought me in, and I did a video. I did a video interviewing them about how it's changing. Here's the new venue. Here's what it's going to look like. And within 30 minutes, not only did I have a finished product for them, but they were able to put it out on social media. They were able to send it out on like an email blast. And as it turns out, you know, they had great attendance, and really there wasn't a hitch. So you're beginning to see that, because things are just changing so dramatically now as to, you know, where social media is going, how it's, I mean, you can change it so that, you know, you can send out a video so that when somebody is in that certain area code, or whatever the area is, that if they're searching for something, your video might pop up on their phone. The video you've created might pop up on their phone. So they go, oh, you know what? I'm looking for a Chinese restaurant. Oh my God, there's a video on this Chinese restaurant you just did. So it's just trying to be as nimble as possible. And, you know, who knows what the technology is going to bring in the future. I mean, it's absolutely amazing right now.
For sure. Folks, we're chatting here with John Daly, and John is with John Daly TV and Undercover Jet Setter. Speaking of Undercover Jet Setter, we haven't talked much about that yet. Why don't you talk a little bit about your work there with Susan and what that's all about with that show?
Well, Susan Anzalone and I ended up working together on a couple of projects. In fact, one of the projects with her husband's company. And we realized that we had skills that actually worked really well together. She actually is a graduate of San Francisco State Film School. And at the same time, too, she's had a lot of experience working like with Marriott and Disney. So we ended up doing a couple of projects together. She goes, let's just form a company. Let's just get this going, because she says, that's really what I want to do. So I had a lot of the more of the on camera experience and the writing and producing. And she had more of kind of setting up the companies and setting up the projects. So we, by accident, she is a expert on food and wine. And she also, her parents, and this is a fascinating story, her parents were part of the original Pan Am Airlines, and they're Australian. And so so she had another different perspective on things. I love travel, and I love golf. She doesn't play golf. So we separately were kind of doing all these different videos. We did this thing called Undercover Foodie, where we would shoot different foods, there are restaurants that we happened to be at when we were out on these different shoots. And then we had a company that said, hey, could you put that together into a TV show? I said, yeah, maybe we can. So that's why the travel, food, wine, and golf came together. And what's the irony is that, you know, because of the pandemic, people aren't traveling. So we had to kind of turn around our travel shows, our travel segments, and we turned them into what we would call virtual travel, so that people will kind of do the, you know, kind of, okay, I still watch this and I'll dream about what I can do eventually when travel opens up. And then because we did the wine and the food, you know, we could emphasize that. So we were helping a lot of people, especially through the pandemic, of, you know, we would create these, what we call binge watching recipes. And so these would be like how to create a binge watch pizza. So you're binge watching, you know, something on Netflix. We can show you how to create this pizza that'll take maybe, you know, 12 to 15 minutes, or a binge watching quesadilla that'll take you 3 to 4 minutes. So we kind of shifted gears, and it kind of made us a little kind of pandemic proof in some respects. So we've had a lot of viewers. The pandemic was, we were on the verge of about 3 really big projects with the one with a big platform, a travel platform that was going to license all of our material. And this was right before. So we had a lot of different things kind of change for us. But at the same time, too, we've been able to, you know, keep things going, trying to keep people happy who are following us. We got about, you know, on all the social media, we got about 10,000. So we're not knocking it out of the ballpark yet, but we're certainly creating a lot of different things, and we're showing people how you know, especially when you go on vacation, how you can create your own videos by doing it on your iPhone. And you can do it so that not only it looks good, but two, you're going to be safe when you're doing it. People don't realize how many people either get injured or die trying to take vacation videos because they don't know what they're doing and they're not aware of their surroundings. So we actually wrote a book on it. It's called The TV Studio in Your Hand.
Mm-hmm.
So we've, you know, we just kind of felt that the, you know, the market would be great. Unfortunately, the travel markets, it's got to be stifled, I think, for at least another year or so. So, so in that respect, it's kind of put a little bit of a crimp in what we're doing, but at the same time too, I think we're still providing a service and we're having fun because, you know, we're doing the things that we really enjoy doing.
And that you've got, again, you've got real life, experience in helping companies that want to do something similar, that want to create their own content in this way. And I think you make a good point that, just because you can shoot a video with your iPhone doesn't mean you necessarily want to. I mean, it's right. It's about what you're trying to achieve with that particular piece of content.
Yeah. And, you know, and we try to weave in again, the storytelling so that they're going to be hitting their market. It's not just not going to be something you're just throwing out there gratuitously. And then what we also try to do, and again, with my on-camera experience, we try to either train people who want to be on camera. And it might be that, you know, they could, and there's, you know, CEOs like yourself who can literally get in front of a camera and get in front of a microphone and they're fine. There are others who are like, you know, I'm not comfortable with that, but I'll give you some training. So let's say you're going on an interview. I'll teach you how to stay to talking points and how you kind of control the interview. Mm-hmm. And then there's other times where they would like someone like me to be kind of their co-host. So I try to always say that I will be Ed McMahon to your Johnny Carson. So if you just need me on there to kind of ask you the questions, bounce stuff off so you become the hero and your company and what you're talking about gets, you know, we'll shine a light on that. And then there's other companies that are just saying, you know, I just like you to have a spokesperson. You know, I don't feel comfortable as the CEO of the company being a spokesperson. I'd rather continue doing that. So we kind of offer that too. So, I did some work with a company called Liberty HealthShare, which was a medical cost sharing company. And about 4 or 5 years ago, they came out of the blocks right after the Affordable Care Act allowed for these Christian-based companies to provide a different form of healthcare, kind of competing against insurance. And so they brought me on as a spokesperson, and we went from zero to about 250,000 members in about 4 years. And so not only we do a lot of videos where we would show how the members are the heroes and how, you know, they're creating better health for themselves, they're saving money. And then we also did a radio show. We did a weekly radio show with the owner and founder, Dale Bellis, where I was on every Saturday with him. And it was me anchoring the shows, but it was him not only with all the information, but with all the insight, and it gave him a chance. He didn't have to worry about doing the mechanisms of, you know, hi, everybody, we're here. And just like what you're doing right now, John, you're explaining who's on, and then you're going to breaks and stuff like that. So, so we kind of offer that as well. And we just think, we think we got a pretty good array of things to offer different businesses for what they want to do. And then also for what the changing times are.
Folks, we're speaking with John Daly, and he's with John Daly TV and Undercover Jet Setter. Now, John, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about your work in, you're still providing news and you're trying to do it. Unlike a lot of folks out there, you're trying to do it in a real even-handed way. So tell everyone a little bit more about what I'm getting to there.
Well, if you go to, I've got a site called informnotinflame.com, and I don't know who it was, but somebody came up with that term. You know who that was?
I don't remember. Some really uninformed person you were hanging around with, but
I don't know about that. But yeah. It was, and you were really helpful to me. I wrote a book in 2005 called Truth, the No BS Guide to Navigating a Media Biased World. And you were the ones who actually kind of read it for me and kind of gave me some ideas. And then you said, hey, you know, you should really call it Informed, Not Inflamed. And my wife was like, she goes, that is brilliant. And so I actually use it. So I do have informednotinflamed.com. So you can go to that and you can see some of the stuff I put on there. Yeah. I moved a little bit more towards the social media. So I have, if you go to John Daly News on Facebook, you'll see my Facebook page. You'll also see on Twitter, I'm at John Daly TV. And so what I've tried to do is, you know, even way back in the early 2000s, using my news background, I tried to break down what media bias really is. And then I also try to teach people how to navigate through it, because there is bias out there, but the bias isn't as what we think the bias is really not the bias. And at the same time, too, we do have the ability as everyday people to really find out a lot of different truths. Yes, there are a lot of different organizations out there. And yes, there's different slants, there's different purposes. And again, they're going for different audiences. But I try to teach you a way that you can take 15 minutes a day and you can become super informed. And, you know, for the most part, it's speed read, teach you how to speed read. Mm. Read a lot of books, but you should, if you can, get books on audiobooks. So I use Audible. So when I try to knock off a nonfiction book a week, that's of an expert. And I do it when I'm walking the dog, when I'm exercising, just when I'm riding in the car, stuff like that. And then I teach people something like how to create your own news Twitter feed. So you just create a new Twitter account using like a different email. And on that Twitter account, all you can do is follow different news organizations. So I teach you how to follow, you know, for instance, you would follow the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. One's got a little bit left slant, one's got a little bit right slant. You know, you'd follow maybe the Washington Post, then maybe you'd follow the National Review. So this way you can go through your feed and kind of do some speed reading, and you can get varying amounts of views that are left, right, and center. So you kind of get an idea. And then one of the other things I try to teach is that, you know, keep your political views to yourself. I mean, listen to as many as possible. But, you know, in business, we can get in trouble by just, you know, attacking somebody's political view when we need them as customers. And you have to understand that people have different political views based on their experience, you know, whether it be something happened to them or the way they were raised. And it's like you got to respect them, even though some of them, you know, sometimes don't make sense. Some of them are not based in fact. You still have to respect them and you have to allow people to have them. So I try to teach people to, and one of the biggest things is that never lose a friend or a family member over a political fight. Just understand where they're coming from. And then if you don't agree with it, that's fine. Just, you know, so I'm trying to do that on these sites and by creating those, and creating just those different sort of ideas and mechanisms. So you just kind of get through, again, the chaos that's happening now and what's happening, you know, not only in the news business, but in politics. And then I think in healthcare is that, you know, we're going through some massive changes right now. Mm-hmm. And this is an epic time. And, we're going to get through it. But I think once you understand what's going on, and, you know, what we're seeing with the pandemic and what we're seeing with what's been happening with the different racial problems that are happening is these, you know, there's a reason they're happening. And a lot of it is because we're beginning to go through changes. We have changes in our demographics. We have changes in our technology that's happening. And people are just looking at things in different ways. And in some respects, you know, as a society, we've been a little lax on some things. And also there are newer technologies, like the whole social media thing is really confusing to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you know, is it media? Is it news media? Or is it just you get to do your own platform? So I try to tell people just, you know, look at all the different things out there. Don't jump on one bandwagon or another, because most of the people, You know, I mean, I've predicted certain things. I predicted Trump in August of 2015. And it's not because I was a Trump fan or I wasn't a Trump fan. It was because I was looking at different signals that were happening. And I was like, I said to a lot of people, I go, he's going to hit. He's going to hit big. Now, he may not win it, but if you listen to the people who feel like they're not being taken care of, they're the ones he's talking to. And so I had a lot of people say, wow, how did you get that? You're brilliant. I go, no, I'm not brilliant. I just kind of was looking at what was going on and happening. So I'm trying to, and what I try to do when I'm talking to businesses is just see what's going on out there, see what's happening and understanding. So, you know, I recommend a number of different books. There's a great book out there. It's called The Storm Before the Calm by George Friedman. Mm. And he literally, and he wrote this before the pandemic and everything that's happening, but he kind of predicted not the specifics of the pandemic or the specifics of the racial unrest, but he kind of predicted that we're in a storm for a while. And it's, mm-hmm. if you go back in history, this is like the fifth period of economic and social turnover. And we saw it at the end of the 1970s. When Jimmy Carter went out and Ronald Reagan came in. And what Ronald Reagan did coming in literally catapulted us to what was the 1990s and the success of the 1990s. And we're probably beginning to see that because there's new technologies that we don't even know about that are ready to come about. And the world's changing. The world's going to change dramatically in the next 2 to 3 years. You and I are going to talk in 3 or 4 years, and we can go back and listen to this interview. You're going to say, wow, can you believe how different it is now? And
right.
that's part of what's going on and happening here right now.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I think there's you laid a lot on me, so I'm trying to figure out where I need to go after that. That was really good. But I guess what I want to get to is just the business piece of this, because what you're advocating for business owners, which is a lot of our audience here, is you really, it's hard to run a business if you're an ideologue, right? I mean, you really have got to keep your mind as free from bias as you can in order to make great decisions.
I would say yes. On the other hand, if you are an ideologue, you're closing yourself off to a certain portion of what might be your market. But at the same time too, you know, some people getting 1% of the market they're doing really well.
Yeah. So, right.
I think what we're beginning to see is, and you're beginning to see a lot of the big CEOs and a lot of the companies are saying, like, you know, we've also got to be corporate citizens, mm-hmm. you know? And so, you know, I think you're beginning to see, and I think where business is way ahead of what's happening. And I can look at TV commercials, and when you see on TV commercials now, you're seeing a lot of, you know, couples who are together and they're all mixed marriages, or they're, you know, kids that you could tell are mixed. And it's like, they've kind of been doing this for a couple of years. So they look ahead to the demographics, they see what's happening. And so what I say to businesses is just, you know, be nimble in your thinking and allow your audience, because again, go back to the hero thing, you know, your audience is the hero, and, you know, somebody's quest in life, their journey in life, that's important to them. And you've got to respect that. And then if you do, they're going to come to you. They're going to be part of your team, or they're going to be part of you helping you, your journey. So I try to tell people is that, you know, in so many of the views today, whether they're ideologically on the left or on the right, it's going to swing away from them at some point. And not everybody's right. And we've always found that the people who can kind of in the middle compromise and talk and listen and say, I understand that. I understand where you're coming from. That's really where it's at. And the other thing is, you know, you're going to have employees, and your employees are going to be diverse, and you got to make sure they live and work in a good environment for you. So yeah, I would say overall that's it. Have we become very polarized? We have. Is that going to change? I think it's beginning to change. I think you're beginning to see these things that are going on now. And, you know, it may take some years to do it. But I think, you know, to me, it's be as informed as you can, and then, you know, allow your customers to, you know, have their lives, or try to help them create a good life.
Folks, you're listening to John Daly, and he's with John Daly TV and Undercover Jet Setter. John, let's talk about, I guess, the type of businesses, corporations that you work with, because I want to make sure we're real clear on this. The folks that ought to reach out and call you and be in touch with you for some of the help that you can provide them. Talk about who some of your good fit clients are.
I would say the best ones, some of them are startups. They are companies that are either cutting edge or becoming cutting edge, trying to make some changes because of the marketplace, or that they need, you know, and this is really simplified, but, you know, a company that just strictly relied on, you know, retail walk-in business and realize they can't do that anymore. They really need, you know, virtual viral type connections to their customers. So, for instance, we're working with a company called MyMD Connect. And they provide companies and their employees with immediate and long-term care that you can do virtually, and it's part of your company's healthcare policy. So it's a B2B business, but they literally are trying to find, whether it would be self-insured companies or different brokers, insurance brokers that are looking to provide an alternative health insurance that would be not only health insurance, but would also be your doctors are right on call for you right there. And your doctor has all your information and it's protected. So we work with companies like that. Again, they're kind of cutting edge. They're kind of different. We work with another company also in healthcare. It's called Vigor Room, and they are a business to business health and wellness coaching platform. Again, they can be used by self-insured companies, hospital groups, doctors groups, and fitness facilities. And we've actually paired MyMD Connect with Vigor Room. So they're actually partnering together, and they're moving out to get new clients and to kind of change the healthcare industry. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to create preventative care, because they realize that, you know, 90% of what ails us as a country can be cured or controlled by lifestyle changes. That's diet, exercise, you know, sleep, getting good sleep, making sure you have stress reduction. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to create healthier people so that insurance and medical costs go down. And so in working with them, it's like, okay, I'm working with them because I believe in what they're talking about. So that's kind of the ones we're looking for. Mm-hmm. Again, because of Undercover Jet Setter, I work with the Shallotte, North Carolina Tourism Development. So we're looking for companies that would have something to do with, you know, travel, food, wine, and golf that we can help, that we really understand, that we can help them get out there. I'm working with, and this is a really cool company that's just getting started. It's called news.tv, and it's a citizen journalist crowdsourced news and information site. And anyone can join for free and be a newscaster with their own channel. And they're bringing me in to train all these newscasters on how to create their segments quickly and efficiently while also being newsworthy as well. So those are the type companies. And again, I work with another company called Sellworthy, which provides all, you know, websites, you know, digital. We can create TV shows for them. We can create the, you know, podcast, just like what you're doing right here.
Awesome.
I'm primarily looking for, if I had to choose an industry, it would be healthcare and travel or news related, because those are really my sweet spots. But I'm looking for newer companies. I'm looking for companies who are looking ahead, who think, okay, we're breaking into new markets. So the healthcare companies that are saying, okay, here's what we got to do. Instead of having traditional healthcare insurance, let's create a mechanism so we start incentivizing our members or our customers. We incentivize them financially to become healthy. And that's kind of where a lot of it's going towards right now, as far as healthcare in the country, because our costs are just going through the roof, and we're not healthy. We're just not a healthy society. We're, as I said to somebody the other day, it's like, you know, out of all the healthcare countries in the world, we're ranked 27th. So, you know, hey, we're number 27. That's not a great slogan when we're the United States of America. And I think we've got to start changing that. And I think there's a lot of companies that are stepping up that are doing that as well. So that's kind of what I'm looking for. And again, I don't need 200 companies to work with. I don't think I can handle 200 companies, but I'm looking for some really good companies that really want to make some changes.
Sure.
And that really want to have an impact on what's going on in our society today.
Great stuff. A lot of different ways that you can help, and a lot of different ways that you can connect with businesses and companies. So, John, this has been great. It's been a pleasure to have you on. How about giving folks your contact information if they'd like to be in touch?
Sure, that'd be great. My the best email to get me is, it's real simple. It's info@johndaly.tv, and it's John Daly, just like the golfer. And it's JohnDaly, four letters in John, four letters in Daly, .tv. If you go to .com, it's going to go to the golfer. But info@johndaly.tv. If you're interested, my cell phone number is 702-339-1314. That is a Las Vegas number. Again, 702-339-1314. It is a Las Vegas number, but I am on the East Coast now. Spent 20 years in Vegas, but we're here. So you can go take a look at that. And then just, you know, check out any of my Facebook or Twitter sites. So it's, you know, John Daly TV or at John Daly News. And you can definitely catch up with me there. And, you know, any way I can help anybody, I'd certainly love to chit chat. And if I can't help you, I'll get you in touch with somebody.
This has been great. John, thanks so much for being with us.
John, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Folks, if you've got some headaches that involve administrative tasks or monthly accounting, bookkeeping, maybe you've got a presentation that needs to be prepared, well, here's a company prepared for the pandemic, Office Angels. They've been virtual for 18 years now, and they have angels that work remotely to cure those headaches. So if you have any of those issues, give Essie Escobedo a call. She's at 770-442-9246. Essie will send an angel to fly in and clean up your problems and take off, and you'll be in much better shape for it, I promise you. And I know this personally because I work with the folks at Office Angels and Essie. So give her a call, 770-442-9246. And just a reminder, you can find us on all the major podcast platforms, and we would love it whether you're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Spotify, whatever your favorite podcast app is. We would love it if you'd give us a great review and help others find the show so we can get the good word out on great business leaders like John and others that we've had on this show over the last 4 years. We've had now over 500 guests over 4 years. So, it's been great. But we want to continue to get the word out on the great work that they do. You can also go to NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com and find our complete archive of shows there as well. Connect with us on social media, NorthFultonBRX. That's NorthFultonBRX. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. We're on all those platforms. So for my guest, John Daly, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.